Senator Lisa Murkowski and Congressman Don Young came out with a joint press release this week criticizing the National Park Service. The Park Service on Monday released the draft of the Memorandum of Understanding between the United States and Russia. The MOU symbolically links national parks on both sides of the Bering Strait. Senator Murkowski says the Park Service has not been transparent in the process of drafting the Memorandum of Understanding.
I want to make sure that everybody knows, eyes wide open, what this shared Beringian Heritage Program would really bring about.
Starting in 2010, the National Park Service did hold meetings to get public input on what was then a proposed international park. Input came from residents on the Seward Peninsula and St. Lawrence Island, and both Kowarik and the Bering Straits Native Corporation have been involved in meeting with the Park Service and the State Department regarding what's now called the transboundary area of shared Beringian heritage.
We feel like we've done a lot to reach out to the residents, but you never hit everybody.
John Quinley works in communications for the National Park Service. He says they've tried to involve the state of Alaska, Native organizations, and area residents throughout the process.
Clearly, there are people who perhaps would have wanted more direct involvement with us, and I think we're going to offer to the senator and congressman that, you know, if they know of groups and individuals who feel that they don't know enough about what we're proposing and what's been worked on in a variety of ways in the last 3 years, we'd be happy to extend the conversation and meet with them and hear their concerns.
BSNC's Vice President of Resources and External Affairs, Matt Ganley, says he's met three times in the past year with the National Park Service and the State Department. Representing both BSNC and Kowarik in those meetings, he does say Murkowski and Young's concerns are valid. Ganley says there are still questions he has regarding subsistence rights in the shared international area. The MOU states indigenous rights will be protected in accordance with each country's laws.
And I think that's okay. There are protections in the U.S. Under ANILCA for American citizens, but we don't have anything that's similar for these federally managed units in Russia.
Quinley says the Shared Beringian Heritage Program has been going on for more than 20 years and has a long list of research and cultural exchange projects in Northwest Alaska with area communities, often connecting indigenous people in Alaska with those in Russia. Projects range from geology to traditional dance, and most recently, the Beringia Conference, held in Anadyr last month.
We feel like it's brought the two countries closer together, and this Memorandum of Understanding is an effort to slightly formalize that ongoing working relationship. But the other kinds of benefits of working with villages and individuals in Northwest Alaska has been an important part of the program for more than 20 years, and we hope to continue that.
The idea of an international protected area in the region has been around since the mid-1980s. In the past 2 years, Presidents Obama and Medvedev did express interest in formally recognizing the Beringia region. Subsequently, this idea was high on the White House's radar. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.